I'd like to just make one comment, and that is, SEPA never talks about the requirement for spending reserves. Good practice requires a certain amount of spending reserve on a system.
Correct.
And we, last winter, in January, ran the generation at Tyee up beyond the limits where we had enough spending reserve to allow the machines to go through any problem.
That was strictly Wrangell and Petersburg. There was no intertie running at that time.
I think prudent spend reserve is equal to your, well, equal to your big, your biggest unit, I think.
Well, that's how you size equipment.
Yeah.
I don't know about generation.
Yeah. Anyway, the fact remains we are beginning.
Just a minute. There shouldn't be this discussion
okay.
here going
Sorry.
On. Anything should be addressed to the assembly. If you have something to say, please get up and state your name, address, and say what you're going to say. That is a proper way to do it. The only reason I hadn't said anything sooner was they're getting a lot of good information now. But it is proper to get up and state your name.
I understand.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm trying not to ramble on here. I wish I would have came better prepared. But in regard to, you know, potential for maxing out the system, until we brought this heat rate thing on board, we never had an issue. And quite frankly, none of us could have ever, in our wildest dreams, forecast that we would see, you know, during a cold temperature snap, that we would see power peaking out the way that we did. That particular winter, for a very short period of time, we peaked out at around 9 megawatts for the community, which is just absolutely enormous for a town that back when I first started work here, if we peaked at 3, that was a big deal. And now all of a sudden we're hitting levels of 3 times that. But on the flip side, the rest of the time we're down within a very sustainable level. Our diesel backup plant is good for you know, the boilerplate rating of 8.5 megawatts. Mind you, that's when everything's absolutely running perfectly and you don't have an issue. But if we are starting to hit, you know, peaks of 9 megawatts during some extreme weather, it would be very prudent on our part to bring on some additional diesel generation. The flip side of this is that we've been selling that heat rate for an incredibly cheap price, and just enough to cover the cost of the transformers, just barely enough to cover the cost of the infrastructure, everything it takes to install it and support it. We haven't been building any money to put towards a diesel, you know, additional diesel generation should we tap out what we've got available. And so it's something that we're going to have to sit down and look real hard at. Fortunately, since then, in the last 5 years, there's been some technology that has come through that is going to be a lifesaver, I think, for us, enabling us to use our electric power in a much more efficient way. And we're still in the process of studying that, but so far things are looking really good as far as the heat pump technology, and I would be happy to share that with anybody at any time. We have a good, strong chance of partnering with the AEA to study that, to find out what's a more prudent way for Wrangell to go. Would it make more sense to spend, we're looking at, you know, 2 megs a generation, that's going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $1 million, no matter how you cut it. Does it make more sense to invest in, you know, in $1 million for additional generation, or maybe for half that, maybe we can provide a heat rate incentive to get a lot of the folks to convert over to heat pumps instead of resistance heat, and make that power go away. So
my question to you then, what mm-hmm. you were just talking about, is you're talking about the cities doing this, or what organizations are doing this that you're talking about?
What's that, the heat pump?
The whole scenario you're just giving. In other words, you were saying the study, the stuff going forward, is that something Wrangell's doing, or is it?
This is a cold climate research out of Fairbanks has already done a preliminary study, and they're looking to partner with us for this. And basically, it's not costing us anything except what we're already investing in, some heat pumps around town. It just provides a, they're part of the partnership, basically, would be to study that and help provide some of the more professional grade analysis that would actually, you know, make the study valid.
Clay, when you say us, you mean the city of Wrangell?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, in the end, us. But anyway, I'm hoping that that's going to be something that's going to work out really well for us. And if the math works out, maybe we don't have a problem. So anyway, I guess that's all I've got for now. Again, my door is always open, and I encourage people to stop by. And if you got any questions, just by all means, stop by and ask them. And if I don't have the answers, I'll do my best to find them. So. Anyway, that's all I have for now.
Thank you.
Rhonda Christian, 9.2 Mile. I'm not quite sure who Mr. Hammer just represented. If that was SEPA, wearing a SEPA hat. I don't think he was wearing his Thomas Bay hat, or if he was wearing his superintendent hat. This is the problem that we have with the conflict of interest of people sitting on the Thomas Bay board. The best interest of you guys is not being had because we've got that conflict of interest of SEPA or Thomas Bay. I welcome you all to listen to today's meeting that we have recorded. Wow. With that said, getting back to the subject regarding this letter, I am O&M expense. I've done, 15 hours of non-net billable in the last 4 months, 3 months? And most of that's been within the last 2 weeks with the chaos going on. All the work I do is all your financials. I'm working on R&R. I'm ordering your R&R. And I don't understand. You know, they talk about, well, we may have to pay Ketchikan. You're already paying Ketchikan. And if SEPA can hire two more people and go from $1.3 million in wages to $1.7 million, I don't know why SEPA can't pay for its own O&M expenses and why Wrangell should pay for it. I'm going out there. I've been saying this for 4 years now. I brought this to my commission. I told him it was not fair that Wrangell and Petersburg were paying my wages and other O&M expenses because they are legitimate O&M expenses under the FERC code. That's what we're talking about here. I bring it now to you, my assembly. Others are bringing it to you. This is correct FERC account coding. And I guess I get a little miffed when I'm being told your rates might go up because we have to pick up these costs, when other costs in my mind are being foolishly spent in other areas that I see all the time. And if you can hire two more people in Ketchikan to be on the SEPA staff, then why can't you pay for your O&M expenses and work that's already being done? I hope I've made myself clear. And I'm sorry if I've offended anybody tonight, but again, I have a problem with the conflict of interest. I don't know who my board is. I know when Mr. Anderson was here, we were moving and shaking and moving forward with energy needs for you and Wrangell. We had obtained $3.2 million. My guys were moving and shaking. We were going to Washington, D.C. We were lobbying. We were doing energy needs for Wrangell. And that all changed. That all changed. Right now, they're looking at the financials, having little questions. When I get audited on a monthly basis, I get audited on a monthly basis from SEPA. They want to know where every dime goes, and I have no problem with that. That happens to be one of my expertise areas. I'm answering to SEPA. I talk to SEPA. Our guys out at Tyee all get paid by SEPA. They're O&M expenses. I don't understand why they work an R&R project, and if I do any work for you guys on R&R, you guys are being charged for it. It's an operation and maintenance expense, period. And I don't like the fact the rates are going to go up. Because you know what? If you're not being responsible with your money and being able to pay your own O&M expenses, then you really need to look at your financials. Something's not right there. I've just watched helicopters go back and forth just to go up and look at something. $5,000 a shot, guys. Wow. You know what? Things not being put in correct, being organized. So it's costing you extra money. This is all coming out of O&M. I cringe when I see that because I'm such a penny pincher. You know, if you guys, it's kind of like when you You work up at the state legislature. If you really knew what was going on, you'd really question what's happening. Sorry, Robin. You know, it was a whole different thing. I'm very honored to have worked for Mr. Taylor, and I saw things up at that legislature. I just went, are you kidding me? If the people only knew. I'd like this assembly just to consider the things I've said. I'm open for any questions. We welcome you. We've called. If we haven't talked to you before, we welcome you out to the office. We are the O&M contractor. It is in Wrangell's best interest to keep Thomas Bay Power Authority under your belt and under your wing. This your natural resource. That's your land. That's your water. It's SEPA's equipment when it comes down to it. Talk with Ketchikan. Hey, they're more than happy. We work very well together, and we have for many years. You know, I don't know why they couldn't call us up. Hey, we need this many megs. Not a problem. You know what? We can send a few more. That's money in your pocket. As Mr. Taylor said, this project would have been paid for in 2 years. 2 years if we had taken that gold nugget at the time. And here we are talking about your rates might go up. You know, you might be paying for Ketchikan's diesel. We're going to be out of energy. You know what? I firmly believe that, and if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. But my thought is this winter, we get cold, we're out. Where are we going to be? What are we going to do? I'm just your secretary, though. And as the secretary and a working person for Thomas Bay Power Authority on behalf of the City and Borough of Wrangell, I highly recommend that the operations and maintenance expenses be properly FERC account coded. You don't ask SEPA. You do it because it's already outlined in the power sale agreement under the 539 account. Does anybody have any questions of me? Very good. Thank you for your time.
I'm not drunk. I'm just tired of sitting. Warren Edgley, 209 First Avenue, Wrangell. I'm going to be very brief. This talk about rate increases kind of doesn't puzzle me, but I wonder why it hasn't provoked any questions. We pay 6.8 cents for the wholesale power. 4 cents of that 6.8 cents goes to debt service. Now, the bonded indebtedness on TIE is going to be paid off. What happens to that 4 cents when